Good morning. We're continuing Shabbos. We're learning Chayyad Beis, the Lachos of Kaitzer, and we're looking at Simon Vav. The Simon Vav of the Chayyadim says also the Ishtamish be Ilan Klau. Person is not, because that will not allow a person to use a tree on Shabbos, to do any active interface with a tree on Shabbos. There is a Machlokes in the Poskim. If this is a continuation of the previous halacha that we said in Simon Hay, the Chazal asked climbing a tree, and then they extended it to, besides the Isser of climbing a tree, they also extended it to an Isser of any type of Ishtamshus at all. Or alternatively, this is a totally different Isser that Chazal, separate Gzera, the Chazal put in place. So what are the rules of this Gzera? Likach ma'ashamunachalov, if something is placed on a tree, a person cannot even take it off of the tree, because at that point in time, he's interfacing with the tree, even though he's not actually touching the tree at all, since this item is hanging on the tree. So Chazal answered, it's tide ilon, like the tree itself, that which is connected to the tree, i.e., even if it's just placed on, it's not attached, but it is in some way, it has some type of relationship with the tree. If it's a direct relationship, that's called Sida Ilan, the sides of the tree. And those are also as well. Elitin Alav Dabar, you can't put something on the tree, you can take something off of the tree. Furthermore, Afilim Sal Toli Alav, there's a basket hanging on the tree. David Studden, so the basket is the Studden. The basket is the extension of the tree in that regard, which is referred to as Studden. That literally means the sides, means some type of thing which would be an extension of the tree. The basket is hanging on the tree, so the basket is has a direct relationship with the tree. Also, you cannot take something out of the basket because you're interfacing with the Tzidei Ilan, and Chazal Asur interfacing with the Tzidei Ilan. What is permitted is the following. Tzidei Tzedadim is Mutter. So the following scenario would be true. Elim Kain Hasal Toli Biyosid Hatkuba Ilan. Does any agree Tside Tsidodin? If you person would hammer a nail into the tree and then hang the basket on the nail, so the tree is the tree, the nail is the Tside Ilan, and the basket is the Tside Tsidodin, the side of the side, literally. So that Chazal did not answer. The person can take that which is inside of the basket. He can take. He which wants to take the whole basket. When he's taking the whole basket, he's taking the basket off of the nail. So he's interfacing with the Tzidei Ilan. When he's taking the basket off, he's interfacing with the nail. And the nail is Tzidei Ilan, which is also to interface with. If he just interfaces with the basket, he takes something out of the basket or puts something into the basket, he's interfacing with the Tzidei Tzedodin, which is going to be permitted. Even in a scenario where Tzidei Tzedodin is mutter, if it's going to cause the tree to move, that's called interfacing with the tree. So let's say a person wants to use a hammock attached to the tree. So he wraps a hammock around the tree, and the hammock, the rope, and all, that's all one unit. So that's all called Tzidei Ilan. He wraps the rope of the hammock around the tree. He says, you know what? I'm not going to do that. He puts some type of a bolt, which comes out of the tree, and attaches the hammock to the bolt. So the tree is the tree. The bolt is the Tzidei Ilan, and the hammock is Tzidei Tzedodin. So that's going to be mutter. So a person will be allowed to then swing on that hammock on Shabbos because he's interfacing with the Tzidei Tzedodin and not more. If, however, when he is swinging on the hammock, he's lying on the hammock, he's causing the tree to move, that's called he's interfacing with the tree, and that's going to be usher. So if a person wants to put a swing on a tree branch, so the rope and the swing, in the case of the basket and the item are two different things. The rope and the swing is all one unit, so that's all called Tzidei Ilan. If he attaches something to the branch and then he attaches the rope to that, that's a separate entity. He puts a bolt or something of that sort, attaches the rope to the bolt. That's a different unit. Even if he does that, if the branch will move while he's swinging on the swing, that's going to be a problem. We'll continue Bes Hashem with the Simon Vav in the next shir, and meanwhile, have a good day.